we should just go back to a little bit of a chazar, because I'm not sure if we were clear in everything that we learned up until now, and chazar will help us hopefully to continue to move forward. So I'd like to go back to Amar Rabba, Esrig Bas Shishas Nechleses L'Shvias. This is Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, that's where we're up to. And in the middle of the Amid, a little closer to the top. Amar Rabba, Esrig Bas Shishas Nechleses L'Shvias, Pturim and Amaiser, Pturim and Abir. So Rabba says something which seems to have some conflict in it. He seems to differentiate somewhat between Maiser and Bir. Esrig, that's from the sixth year. Shenachles l'shvias means it was picked in the seventh year. It bloomed in the sixth, it picked in the seventh. Pturim and Amaiser, which would mean that you'd consider it the seventh year. Or Pturim and Abir, which would mean you consider it the sixth year. And Pturim and Abir is l'kula, not l'chumra. Ubas shvias anachles l'shminis, if you push it forward another year, so it bloomed in the seventh and it got picked in the eighth. Pturim and Amaiser, v'chayeves b'bir. So I'm like, Abai, Bishlam Seifa, I understand. It's L'chumra. You're going L'chumra. So you know you're saying that you're treating as if it was a Shemitah year. So therefore it's Potzman Amaiser and it's Chayev Abir. Ala Reisha Pturman Abir Amai. Darmin and Zilbasr Chanot. So if you're telling me in the Reisha that you're saying it's Potzman Abir, that means you're saying that that therefore it started in the sixth year. So you're kind of like treating it as if it's is not Shemitah, because it's Pater and Abir. So why is it Pater and Meiser? Why is it Pater and Meiser? It bloomed in the sixth in the sixth year and it got picked in the seventh year. Maybe the letter of the law, it should be Chayiv and Meiser, but because everyone's there and people are going to trample on this tree, because it's during the Shemitah year. So therefore, it, for all intents and purposes, has a din of Hefker, even though the Torah didn't make it Hefker, but it becomes Hefker on its own. And therefore, he's not going to be Chayiv and Meiser. Rav Hamnuna has a different opinion. Bas Shishas and Nechneses L'Shvias L'Olam Shishas. Rav Hamnuna says that if it's the sixth year going to the seventh, it will always be Shishas. Bas Shvias and Nechneses L'Shminas L'Olam Shvias. So he always goes Basar Chanota, Rav Hamnuna. Meisir Reb Shimon by Yehuda Aimer. The Gemara asks a question. Reb Shimon Yehuda Aimer. Mishum Reb Shimon. Esrig Bashishas and Echleses L'Shvias. Sixth year going to the seventh, which means that the blooming was in the sixth, and the seventh year was when it was picked. Ptura min HaMeisir, Ptura min Abir. It's Pater from Meisir. Pater from Meisir makes it sound like it's the Shvias year. Ptura min Abir makes it sound like it's the year before. Shein l'chadover shechayev b'maiser elum kin godal b'chiv v'nilkat b'chiv. So we're focused on the maiser shaboy. It has to, it says, according to this bryce, it has to grow in chiv and also has to be picked in chiv. You need both. So if either part of it was not in chiv, either part of the process was done during Shemitah, your pater. U'bashviyas anachneses l'shminis ptur min ha-maiser, ptur min ha-bir. At seventh, you're going to the eighth, is pater from maiser and bir. Shein l'chadover shechayev b'bir, alam kein gadol b'shviyas v'nilkat b'shviyas. So over here also comes to bir, he's saying you need to have both the chanata and the lakita. So the reisha is going to be kasha and Rav Hamnuna. The reisha of this statement is going to be shver and Rav Hamnuna, that Rav Hamnuna we saw said before, that Rav Hamnuna says, that it always goes basar the chanata. Seifa is kasher bein l'rabba bein l'rav Hamnuna. It's going to be a question on everyone in the seifa. Because when it comes to the biur, we said that that you're going to be pater, and before even Rabba said that you're chayv. Answers the Gemara Tanoi. The Gemara says you're right. It's actually a machlokes Tanoim. So therefore, Rabba and Rav Hamnuna are going to go like one of the Tanoim, and that Tana's name is Av Tulmus. The Tanya. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Avtumus heyed mishum chamishu zakenim. Avtumus testified in the name of five elders. Esrig achar likitosoi lemeiser. Now, all that we see in front of us is him speaking about meiser. That Esrig goes after the picking when it comes to meiser. Rabbi Seinu nimnu b'usha from echad likitosoi achar likitosoi bein lemeiser bein l'shvias. You go after the picking, whether it's meiser or shvias. Now the Gemara just tries to understand what are the Rabbeinu and Usha saying different than what he said. Says the Gemara, Shvius Mandoka Shmei. Who mentioned Shvius? Avtumas didn't say anything about Shvius. So why are the Chacham countering by saying something about Shvius? Obviously, we're missing part of the dialogue. Chesuri Mechser Vahachikitani. That this is obviously what Avtumas was saying. Esther goes after Lakita when it comes to Meiser. So now you see that there is a discrepancy when it comes to Shvius, says Rav Avtumas, that for when it comes to Meiser, you're going after Lakita. When it comes to Shvius, you go after Chanata. And they say Acher Lakita, so bein le Meiser, bein le Shvius. So now we have a machloikas of how to understand what happens when it comes to Shvius. And we have to say that our Amorim that we just mentioned are going like Avtulmus, that says that you go after Chanata when it comes to Shvius. Itmar Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Ami Tarvayu. Now the Gemara is going to say, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, they both weighed in on this Shaila. They say, Esrig Bas Shishas, Shenechneses L'Shvius, and Esrig, from this that blooms in the sixth year and goes in the seventh year, La'olam Shishas. It always goes after Shishas, which means that they're paskening like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says the sixth year going to seventh is always sixth year. Ki asir Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Esrig Bashishas and Achneses L'Shvius. Now, there's another statement that we said. You have an esrog of that bloomed in the sixth year, and it was picked in the seventh. Afilu kezayis, even if it was just a kezayis when it was in the sixth year. Venasis kikar, it became this massive, huge esrog. We know that there's some esrogim that are like humongous. Chayavim of mishum tevel. Still, we're not going to say that it's shmita. Therefore, it's in chayav truma. As long as it bloomed in the sixth year, even if it grew much, much larger in the seventh year, it doesn't make a difference. It still has a din of the sixth year, and therefore is chayv and tevel. Tana Rabbanon. Now the Gemara continues. Now the Gemara is really moving away from esrog, and now talking about regular fruits. Ilon achar shechantu peiroisav, a tree that. That it's peiros, its fruits, they bloomed before Chamish Asr Beshvat. This is obviously the opinion of Beis Hillel, that you take off Meiser the year before, Achar Chamish Asr Beshvat, if it bloomed after Chamish Asr Beshvat, Misasr L'Shana Haba. I'm Rav Nechemya. What are we talking about? We're talking about a tree that produces two different yields in 1 year. Or a brecha actually is like is the word used when you're talking about, I think, birds. So it's like a litter or a brood of animals. Says the Gemara, "Shnei brechos al kadaitach." What do you mean? There's no such thing as that's. But that Rashi says the words brechos are what used for animals. Ein lashon zeh neifel ela ba'ayfos. So what do you mean, shnei brechos? Ela ema ke'ein shnei brechos. That was pretty obvious to me, which means it has to have two yields, and it doesn't all ripen at one time. It has one yield, and then afterwards there's others that continue to ripen later on. But if you have a tree that has one yield, kigoin, for example, dekalim v'seisim v'charuvim, whether it's a dekel is what produces a date, it's a palm tree, and zeisim is an olive tree, and charuvim is a carob tree. Even though they have bloomed before chamisha asr b'shvat, mis asrin Leshana Haba. Still, we take off Meiser on the coming year. Miss Asrin Leshana Haba. Okay, I have to figure out exactly why the discrepancy between the different types of trees, but let's just continue a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nagu Am Becharuvim Kerev Nechemya. This was what Nechemya said, and the minug was accepted when it comes to Charuvim, as we said. That Reb Nechemya said that it should be Nis'as L'Shana Haba. But now, there's a question asked on this opinion. Eisvei Reish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan. And he said, Shviya Shalahem Shniyam Ebnei Sh'Aisin B'Shalai Shanim. He brings, talking about B'Nois Shuach, which is another type of fig. It's a white fig. Because they work for 3 years. I have to see exactly what that question is. We're gonna stop here for now. We have Baruch Hashem, our Rebbeim are all just landed and they're all coming in and apparently needs my attention. So I'm going to tend to that. And Beis Hashem, we're gonna start moving forward like at a quicker pace, hopefully soon. I'm sorry about the challenges that we have at the beginning of this Zman to get things all up and running. But I hope everyone has a great day and look forward to learning with you tomorrow. Continue moving.